step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Some said never, but they never done come. Yeah, and took our trust. It's been winning, but the lovers ain't done. Yeah, not on my watch. Took all my rights away. Telling me how to pray. Won't let us demonstrate. Wrong. We are the lions. We are the chosen. We're gonna shine out of the dark. We are the movement. This generation. You better know. When the fire was ice, no, I'm so the light. Took all my rights away. Telling me how to pray. Whatever's in the train. Wrong. Yeah. Living the growing the pride. All of the lions were strive. Working so hard to unite. United, we tired of lies. Tired of lies. We are the lions. We are the chosen. We gonna shine now. We are the movement, this generation. You better know who we are. Oh, oh, oh. We are the lions, we are the chosen. We're gonna shine out the door. Yeah, we are the movement, this generation. You better know who we are. Oh, we are the
Hello, fellow Rangers, and welcome to the Ranger Ryan Show. I am Ranger Ryan. You can call me Ryan. Okay, so last time, what was it, 2 days ago, we talked about Bud Light. We talked about their mistake in promoting the removal of the word no from being too drunk, right? So that was good. And now we're at a point where a company decides to take a social movement and try to not profit from it, but definitely try to sensationalize it, giving us a utopian protest that has very interesting result. If you haven't seen the ad, you know, we have Kendall Jenner doing a photo shoot, and we have protesters that are coming down the street. She does notice them. One of them looks at her and says, "Hey, come on," pretty much. So she takes off her blonde wig and wipes off her lipstick dramatically and joins the protest, which has a cooler full of Pepsi, which is interesting in itself. And then she gives there's a police line. She gives one of the officers in the barricade a Pepsi, and it cuts away awkwardly. It has this very awkward can opening sequence. Very poorly done. We don't see the can actually being opened. Like, we see the crowd and then the noise, and you have this photographer, and it's just... he takes a drink of the Pepsi, and everyone cheers. Everyone cheers. Basically saying, he's on our side, because he opened the Pepsi. So, we're going to do things a little differently today. I'm going to subject myself to other people's opinions on the matter, and then I'm going to chime in on what they have to say, and then I'll be back each time. So this will be a little different. I'm going to take things from several different... This caused quite an uproar. But first, I would like to play a clip from The View. I will have to be completely honest. I have never seen a full episode of The View. I've seen plenty of clips from The View. I have not seen a full episode of The View. And that's all you're going to get today, is a clip from The View. I'm going to save my opinions for after the video. But let's get started from an episode of The View in reaction to the controversial Pepsi commercial. Let's roll clip two.
So, Kendall Jenner, she has a new commercial for Pepsi, and it's not going down as well as a lot of people would like it to. Some are calling it tone deaf, some are calling it offensive. Here's a little bit of it. Take a look.
I'm not really sure.
Left everybody speechless.
What's the point? What is the point of the...
I think she's saying if you are the part of the movement, you're drinking Pepsi.
Yeah. It bothered me, and I couldn't figure why. At first, I just had a negative reaction to it, and I think it's because if you've ever been to one of these protests, this made it look like a block party, like it was everyone having a good time. And if you've ever been or witnessed any of these protests, I don't care what it's for, if it's Black Lives Matter or it's people fighting for abortion rights or people opposing abortion rights, whatever it is, these are people who are deeply committed to values and are worried. They're worried for their future, for their kids' future, for their grandkids' future. It's not a party, and this minimized their struggle and their fight.
Why can't I followed it until the very end. Like when they first were marching and it stayed more march, less protest, I saw the inclusiveness and it reminded me of the Hilltop Coca-Cola.
I like to teach the world.
Yeah, the one that was at the end of Mad Men. Right. I thought, oh, okay, I see this. But when it got to the police line is when it kind of, that's when I got uncomfortable and thought this is bringing up old visuals and it is making it more a party, less a movement or a message.
Well, it's also sort of appropriating the Black Lives Matter movement and using social justice to sell soda pop. I mean, when you think about it, that iconic photo of Aisha Evans, a protester who was detained by law enforcement while protesting in Baton Rouge following Alton Sterling's death, and I've covered many of these unrest. I was in Baltimore. I was, in Ferguson. This makes a mockery of what people are standing for, and at grave consequences.
Well, but it's more than Black Lives Matter. There were also marchers for Vietnam. It's all protests that involve pain and
struggle. Here's the thing: Pepsi gives the girl a whole lot of money to do this. She makes a commercial that's on her level. Why blame her? Blame Pepsi.
Pepsi gave her
the money. This girl's taken a lot of flack for this. Yeah. This is what she's capable of putting out there. Well, but they said, okay, here's the check.
Well, I'm just surprised that she didn't know better, but how did it get this far?
Why are you surprised?
Well, I'm just surprised.
Isn't she a Kardashian?
I am surprised.
I mean, it's not like they're in the social movement of the Kardashians.
But if you watch anything or read anything, you know that that's offensive.
Well, actually,
how did it get that far?
I don't know if it's offensive. I think it's maybe, her trying to say something that says, we're all one. Okay, she's trying to do something good, and I'm not pissed at her. And yes, sometimes these protests were big parties. That's why when you watch Forrest Gump and you see that they're on the Washington Mall, you see people got music going, stuff is going on. So there were, not everything was dour. I don't know if it's tone deaf. I just think that this is her way of trying to say, hey, listen, let's be a little more inclusive. And, anything that tries to send a positive message, as opposed to a lot of the crap that we see. And I've been in a lot of protests. And get your face better because you're doing that.
You're doing this.
Oh, am I? Yes, you are.
See, I do it. I didn't even realize I'm doing it.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
No.
You saw
like
it?
Dancing duck face.
Yeah, it's just like.
I'm just thinking.
And it's like, I have to be an adult and say, no. This is the way she wants to do it, as opposed to, what the hell?
I don't even disagree.
This is her way of doing it, and
the main objection is the thing is about an hour and a half long.
Yes,
we only
that
showed
is
this
the main
much.
Objection.
It goes
on for days.
Pepsi during the commercial.
Exactly.
But there is a statement from Pepsi.
Oh, good.
This is a global ad that reflects people from different walks of life coming together in a spirit of harmony, and we think that's an important message to convey.
All right, so
the intention was
Pepsi's backed it up.
It's not, it's not.
My father works for Coca-Cola. I can't really vouch for Pepsi.
If you drink it, it makes you happy. I got friends who like Coca-Cola. I got friends who love Pepsi. Me, I like water. We'll be right back.
All right. Wasn't that fun? That felt like an eternity. I would like to make it known that unlike Whoopi, I don't know anyone who drinks Pepsi. My mother drank Pepsi when I was a kid. When I was looking for a partner for life, I did ensure that they were Coca-Cola fans. I know that. There's two things you had to match up when you're looking for a future spouse. You need to make sure that you have music and soda preference in common. And usually your taste buds will adjust just like theirs. So as long as you find someone who listens to the similar music and drinks the same brand of soda, they're a keeper. Keep that relationship alive. Next, we're going to hear a clip from Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian West is how she was known at the time, if that means anything. And this is from Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, which is a shorter clip. All right, so let's play clip 3.
What did you think of Kendall's whole Pepsi controversy?
She totally understood at the end of the day, and she felt really awful for it, and she just wants to move on from it.
Yeah. When you saw the ad, did you think, uh-oh, or did you think, great?
You know what, I didn't see it until it had already gotten
blown
the
up.
Attention. And so you obviously have a different perspective when
right.
everyone's just saying something. I think I was traveling and I landed and I just saw all this stuff come up. And so, you know, I think anytime someone does anything, they don't have bad intentions of doing it a certain way, especially Kendall's so sensitive.
Right.
She would never mean for anyone to perceive anything in a negative way.
Are you on social media less?
Yes.
Now that, yes?
Yes, I am. I think it's been so important for me to just be present. And so when I'm in my house, I'm hardly on my phone. Like I just, it's like a rule to be present and to communicate and to just interact like normal people. I didn't have that growing up. And I want my kids to be.
Am I really supposed to believe that she isn't on her phone when her kids are in the room? You know what? I'm not here to imply anything. All right, so I thought that was interesting just because, you know, we talked about how kind Kendall is and how emotional she is and how it's kind of odd she didn't see how this could have come off as wrong. So let's now take a look from a clip from Entertainment Tonight. I'm watching every show I don't watch today. This is a clip from Entertainment Tonight that is a clip of a clip. So it's a clip from Entertainment Tonight that's showing a clip from Keeping Up with the Kardashians, another show I have never, ever seen. Here we go. Play clip 4.
Someone calls me with more bad news like every 5 minutes. It's just so stressful.
Kendall Jenner opens up about her involvement in the now infamous political Pepsi commercial.
I would never purposely hurt someone, ever. I just felt so stupid. The fact that I would offend other people or hurt other people was definitely not the intent.
Kendall was visibly upset on Sunday's premiere of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. The backlash from the politically charged commercial, which aired in April and was almost immediately pulled, made the 21-year-old model very emotional. She expressed her regret to big sister Kim Kardashian.
I genuinely feel like and I have no idea how I'm gonna bounce back from it.
This is the first time you've had a scandal. The only thing you can really do is just be like real and honest because you can't ignore it.
When the commercial first aired, sources familiar with Kendall's Pepsi contract told ET she was, quote, devastated by the controversy. At the time, Pepsi said in a statement, quote, "We also apologize for putting Kendall Jenner in this position."
So Pepsi missed the mark. They missed the mark. They apologized for the video. They apologized for any sort of harm that it may have caused Kendall for being a part of a project that seemingly, honestly, on paper, this should have looked like a bad idea. I would have liked to seen the script for this because I'm pretty sure there would have been at least 8 or 9 red flags. Just because it kind of appears, yeah. All right, so now we're going to lighten things up a little bit. I'm going to play a response to this commercial and in the form of an SNL skit. This is Saturday Night Live Pepsi commercial. Go clip 5.
We are the Lions. We are the chosen. We're going to shine.
And that's a cut on rehearsal. Let's be ready to roll in 5.
Thank you, 5.
How's it going, Mr. Director?
Good, good. I'm really excited.
Yeah, well, you should be writing and directing a commercial for Pepsi. It doesn't get much bigger than that.
Oh, hey, this is my sister. I gotta get this real quick. Carrie, hey. Sorry, I can't super talk right now. I'm on the set of this huge Pepsi commercial I'm doing.
I know, right?
It was like completely my idea, and now they're doing it. It's great. Yeah. I mean, okay, so, well, it's an homage to the resistance. So there's this huge protest in the street, reminiscent of Black Lives Matter. And so everybody's marching, right? And they get to these police officers, and you think it's going to go bad because there's kind of like a standoff. And then Kendall Jenner walks in, and she walks up to one of the police officers, and she hands him a Pepsi. And then that Pepsi brings everybody together. I mean, isn't that like the best ad ever? Sort of tone deaf.
All right, guys, 3 minutes away. 3 minutes.
Thank you. I think maybe you just kind of don't get it. Is Doug there? Can you put him on?
Dougie Fresh, what's up?
Hey, I just want to run this Pepsi commercial by you that I'm doing. Make sure you're loving it as much as I am. The whole thing is sort of an homage to the resistance, Black Lives Matter. So everybody's marching. And then Kendall Jenner comes up to a police officer and gives him a Pepsi. Everybody celebrates. People of every single culture come together. No, we're celebrating these cultures. We're celebrating Black culture. Dancing hip hop. Yeah, but we're also celebrating Asian culture. Don't be playing the cello.
Oh, got it. I'm just kind of using them?
Yes.
To sell soda?
It's gonna be bad.
All right, people, 60 seconds till we roll on this man's singular vision.
Ah, yes.
Hey, man, could you maybe put a neighbor on the phone? Like a black one?
Hi, ma'am. Yeah, hey, we're shooting a little Pepsi commercial over here. Just wanna run it by you and get your opinion on it. Okay, great. So the whole thing is sort of an homage to the Black Lives Matter movement.
Don't even touch it. It'd be insane to touch it.
Right.
Okay. Don't even show police. Yeah, what would you do if you were in my situation? Just run to my car.
All right, we gotta go, people!
Hey, Kenny, do we have time for a quick rewrite?
Hey, no can do, bud. Let's invite Kendall to set. She has a heart out in 45 seconds.
No.
Okay, well, bye, Chloe, I gotta go. I'm on the set of my Pepsi commercial. I stopped the police from shooting black people by handing them a Pepsi. I know, it's cute, right?
Well, that was a clip from a show that I also haven't watched in over a decade, so that's good. I'm getting a nice little... it's funny, I recognized... if there were actual SNL members in that clip, I do not recognize any of them. But it was, you know, it was at least a humorous take, because, I mean, this apparently was a big deal. I wasn't involved in any of those programs. At the time, I was doing a comic book podcast and a video game podcast at the same time, so it wasn't really in the wheelhouse, nor did I watch any any of the shows that involve a Jenner or a Kardashian, so it's not something I was I think I was familiar with it, you know, probably somebody at work was talking about it, you know, people that actually are into that kind of thing. But that was my first time. I just went through quite the ordeal here. I just watched Saturday Night Live. I watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I watched Entertainment Tonight. I watched Andy Cohen something. I watched The View. And then I had to watch a Pepsi commercial, which was the worst part. No one is, you know what, if you want to do a commercial like this, do it with a product that actually tastes good. I don't want to alienate half my audience. I'll do the Pepsi challenge on the finale, because I can tell you right now, I know the difference between Pepsi and Coke, all right? I'll tell you that. I know there was that whole thing. I remember that. Do you remember that Pepsi thing? There's no way. There's no way that anybody would pick Pepsi. Did you watch the... Make sure you watch the documentary, Pepsi, Where's My Jet? It was actually very good. But this commercial was not very good. Nor was the idea of the commercial, nor was the response and pretty quick backlash from the commercial. The actual commercial itself probably cost between $2 and $4 million, with the ad placements most likely $10 million. The ads were pulled, not immediately. They did try to stand their ground, saying that, you know, people were coming together. It was beautiful. But then it got worse. So they pulled the ad completely, kept the ad time, so you're not losing money there, but you definitely lost money. And you definitely kind of left a sour taste in people's mouths that could not be washed down with an ice-cold Pepsi. As always, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this unique format to the show. I thought it was a nice change, and it also got me out of my comfort zone of watching Saturday Night Live and The View. So we all learned a little bit today, and we're sure to learn a little bit more next time. Until then, farewell.